Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for waiting. At this time, I would like to welcome everybody to Eucatex conference call. We would like to inform you that this event is being recorded, and all participants will be in listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After that, there will be a question-and-answer session for analysts and shareholders, followed immediately by another session for journalists. At that time, further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please press star zero to reach the operator. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements are based on the beliefs and assumptions of Eucatex management and on information currently available to the company. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions because they relate to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur in the future. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors could also affect the future results of Eucatex and could cause results to differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now, I'll turn the conference over to Mr. José Antonio Goulart de Carvalho, who will begin the presentation. Mr. José Antonio, you may begin your conference.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us during this morning, in which we will be presenting the second quarter results of Eucatex S.A. Let's move to slide number two. We would like to start our presentation by calling your attention to some key indicators, which we believe would give a good idea of our performance during the second quarter of 2013. Our revenues increased 21.3% compared to the same period of last year, while our EBITDA reached almost 60 million reais, going from 18.8% to 21.4%. Our net profit grew almost 75%, reaching 25 million reais. So in general terms, we evaluate the second quarter as a good one, in which we accomplished, or in some cases, even surpassed our budget. Slide number three. Before starting to analyze the performance of our main products, we consider it important to understand how each one contributes to the formation of our revenues. The two most important ones are MDP and MDF, both with 24%. Then we have paint and varnishes with 20%, followed by hardboard with 18%, and finally laminate flooring with 12%. In terms of segment, the major ones are the supply of wood panels to the furniture industry and to the civil construction. Although not very representative, only 6% of total revenues, the export segment allows us to obtain very competitive lines of credit, providing at the same time a natural hedge against US dollar fluctuations. Since the basic product that we export is hardboard, which has an insignificant percentage of its costs that are dollar dependent. Slide number four. In the next five slides, we'll be presenting the performance of our main products during the second quarter, beginning with hardboard. We experienced an increase of 5.3% in revenues comparing the second quarters of 2013 versus 2012. The increase in revenues was basically a consequence of better price, since we registered a small decrease, minus 0.2%, in our sales volume during the second quarter. Market in general experienced an even greater decrease, reaching minus 4.9%. The utilization of the installed capacity reached 83%. We had an unpredicted stoppage of 10 days in line 1 during June, which caused this low capacity utilization. Slide number 5, PHDF, MDF. This was a very good quarter for our company in the MDF segment. We were able to increase both our volume and our sales around 40%. On the other hand, market increased less than 80%. Our utilization of capacity reached 91%. We strongly believe that we can still extend the utilization of capacity so as to effectively work closer or even further to what we have announced as being our nominal capacity. Slide number six. This was also a very good quarter for MDP products. Not only us, but the market in general were able to recover prices and margin, as can be seen by comparing decreasing revenues, 17.3%, and in volume, just 5.2%. The utilization of capacity reached 95%, being 86% for the production of MDP and the balance for the production of base panels for laminated flooring. We suffered some cost pressure during this quarter, mainly in resins, paints, and paper. But since we showed a strong price recovery, we were able not only to offset costs, but also to increase our margins. Slide number 7, laminated flooring. We had a much better performance than the market, increasing almost 30% in volume, while the market increased only 19.5%, and 34.8% in revenues, also showing a price recovery. In terms of capacity utilization, we reached 43%, basically because we installed the second line of flooring at the end of last year, which doubled our capacity to 12 million square meters per year. Considering the maintenance of the current growth pace, if we hadn't installed this second line, we wouldn't certainly be able to supply the market during this second semester. Slide number 8. Also in paint and varnishes, we registered a much better performance than the market, increased almost 18% in revenues and 8.4% in volume, while the market decreased 1.6%. Our utilization of capacity remains around 60%, which gives us space to keep growing without the need of new investments. Paint and varnishes have a lot of raw materials that are dollar dependent, but we can inform or we can assure that we were not only able to keep but even slightly increase our margin compared to the same period of last year. Slide number 9. In this slide, we present a summarized profit and loss statement. As commented in the beginning of our presentation, we registered an increase in revenues of 21.3% compared to the same period of last year. Since we experienced a smaller increase in costs than in revenues, we were able to raise our gross margin in 1.1% from 33.1% to 34.3%, going from 76.4 million reais to 95.8 million reais. Although in nominal terms we had a value increase in our sales and administrative expenses, the importance of them in comparison to net sales will reduce it from 20.7% to 18.4%. This reduction of importance combined with net revenues and gross margin increases, rose our recurrent EBITDA in 2.6 percentage points, going from 18.8% to 21.4%, or almost 60 million reais in the second quarter. Our net profit increased 75%, reaching 25 million reais. Slide number 10, financial debt. Our net debt remained practically stable comparing the one at the end of the second quarter of 2012 and the same at the second quarter of 2013, around 265 million reais. However, we reduced the net debt versus EBITDA ratio from 1.6 times to 1.2 times. Up to the end of this month, we will announce a new finance line of around 70 million reais, with a total period of 5 years and a grace period of 3 years. This should reduce our exposure in short term from 48% to around 20%. This line will be provided by Banco Bradesco. Slide number 12. We invested a total amount of 27.2 million reais during the second quarter 2013. Basically, in the maintenance of our production units and in the plantation of new forests. Slide number 12, we currently possess almost 46,000 hectares of planted forest in the state of São Paulo, with an average radius of 150 kilometers from south and 50 kilometers from Botucatu. These radius may vary depending on which farms are being harvested. During last semester, we planted approximately 1.7 thousand hectares of new forests and plan to plant 4,500 during the whole year. We are practically self-sufficient in terms of wood, buying approximately 8 to 10% of our wood needs in the market. Eucatex has the most important certificates, ISO 14001 and the Green Seal, both stating that its forests are well managed. We also participate or sponsor many other environmental programs. Finally, you may find in this slide some information regarding Eucatex's unique wood recycling program. Through this program, we generate all the thermal energy needed for salt units, hardboard and MDF lines, using only recycled biomass. In this first semester, we recycle almost 57,000 tons of wood waste. Well, this was the last slide of our presentation. Now we are pleased to answer all the questions you may have. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now initiate the question and answer section. If you would like to ask a question, please dial star 1. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove your question from the queue by pressing the star 2 key. I would like to remind you that to ask a question, you just have to dial star 1. Once again, to ask a question, please dial star 1. This concludes the question and answer section. At this time, I would like to turn the floor back to Mr. José Antonio for any closing remarks.
I just want to thank you again for joining us during this morning. And please, at the end of our presentation, you have information of our team and how to assess us. And if you have any additional questions or doubt, please do not hesitate to contact us. Thank you again, and have a good day.
Thank you. This does conclude today's presentation. You may disconnect your line at this time and have a nice day.